Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. Among the greatest acts of worship, neglected by many, is the worship of contemplation. This form of worship requires only the engagement of the mind in noble and elevated matters, the loftiest of which are the names and attributes of Allah Almighty, His actions and creations, His Quranic and observable signs, the creation and destiny of humankind, and what benefits them in the hereafter. It is this very worship that the companions and the righteous predecessors valued. They elevated its status and witnessed its profound effect on the rectification of hearts and their steadfastness upon the command of Allah the Most High. Amr ibn Abd Qais said that I heard more than one, two, or three of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, indeed, the light of Iman, faith, is contemplation. Umar Darda was asked, what was the best act of worship of Abu Darda? She replied, contemplation and reflection. Ibn Abbas said that contemplation for an hour is better than standing in prayer for an entire night. Al-Hasan al-Basri said that the best worship is contemplation and the consciousness of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, provided profound insights on what believers should engage their thoughts on. He said, the most elevated, noble, and beneficial thoughts are those directed towards Allah and the hereafter. Thoughts focused on Allah are of several types. The first type is contemplation upon His revealed verses, comprehending them and understanding His intent from them. Allah Almighty did not reveal them merely for recitation, but for reflection and action. Some of the righteous predecessors said that the Quran was revealed to be acted upon, but some wrongly took its recitation as the only action. Allah Almighty said, "This is a blessed book, which we have revealed to you, that they might reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded." In numerous verses, Allah Almighty clarified that He sent down His signs and explained them to His servants so that the people of faith, knowledge, certainty, and sound intellect may benefit from them. Allah the Exalted said, "We have certainly made the signs clear for a people who are certain." And Allah Almighty said, "Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses that you might give thought." And Allah Almighty said, "We have certainly made the signs clear to you if you will use reason." And Allah Almighty said, "We have certainly detailed the signs for a people who remember." And Allah Almighty said, "And we detail the verses for a people who know." And Allah Almighty said, "And these examples we present to the people, but none will understand them except those of knowledge." The second type is contemplation upon His observable signs, reflecting upon them and using them as evidence for His names and attributes, His wisdom, benevolence, kindness, and generosity. Allah Almighty urged His servants to reflect upon His signs, contemplate them, and comprehend them, and has reproached those heedless in this regard. Allah Almighty said, "Indeed, in the creation of the heaven and the earth, the alternation of the night and the day, the ships which sail through the sea with that which benefits people, and what Allah has sent down from the heavens of rain, giving life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness and dispersing therein every kind of moving creature, and His directing of the winds and the clouds controlled between the heaven and the earth are signs for a people who use reason." And Allah Almighty says, "Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and day are signs for those who understanding. And Allah Almighty says, "And it is He who placed for you the stars that you may be guided by them through the darknesses of the land and sea. We have detailed the signs for people who know. And it is He who produced you from one soul and will provide for you a place of settlement and storage. We have detailed the signs for a people who understand." And Allah Almighty says, "It is Allah who erected the heavens without pillars that you can see. Then he established himself above the throne and made subject the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term. He arranges each matter. He details the signs that you may of the meeting with your Lord be certain. And it is he who spread the earth and placed therein firmly set mountains and rivers. And from all of the fruits he made therein two mates. He causes the night to cover the day. Indeed, in that are signs for people who give thought. And within the land are neighboring plots and gardens of grapevines and crops and palm trees, growing several from a root or otherwise watered with one water. But we make some of them exceed others in quality of fruit. Indeed, in that are signs for people who reason. And Allah Almighty said, Know that Allah gives life to the earth after its lifelessness. We have made clear to you the signs, perhaps you will understand. The third type is contemplation upon His favors, His benevolence, and His blessings upon His creation in various forms of bounties, and vastness of His mercy, forgiveness, and forbearance. The messengers, peace be upon them, commanded their people to do this as Hud said to his people. So remember the favors of Allah that you might succeed. And Saleh said to his people, So remember the favors of Allah and do not commit abuse on earth, spreading corruption. Allah the Exalted enumerated a number of his favors in Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah Almighty said, And the earth he laid out for the creatures. Therein is fruit and palm trees having sheaths of dates, and grain having husks and scented plants. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? He the Exalted repeatedly said, So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? 30 times in Surah Ar-Rahman, as a reminder of His favors upon His servants. Allah the Exalted also said, It is Allah who subjected to you the sea so that the ships may sail upon it by His command, and that you may seek of His bounty. And perhaps you will be grateful. And He has subjected to you whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, all from Him. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought. Ibn Qayyim said that these three types of contemplation produce in the heart knowledge of Allah, love of Him, fear of Him, and hope in Him. Continuous contemplation upon that, along with remembrance of Allah, completely saturate the heart with knowledge and love. So be conscious of Allah and obey Him, and engage your thoughts in what benefits you. For it is a path to Allah consciousness. Allah Almighty said, Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for people who fear Allah. And among the most important topics for contemplation is contemplation upon the flaws within oneself and the shortcoming in one's deeds. This contemplation is of immense benefit, and it is a gateway to all goodness. Allah Almighty is the creator of the human soul and knows it best. He has mentioned its qualities and defects in the Quran in a way that prompts believers to monitor it, discipline it, reform it, and purify it through iman and righteous deeds, continuous vigilance and self-accountability. Here are some verses that explain the hidden aspects of the human soul. Allah Almighty said, Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. And Allah Almighty said, And man supplicates for evil as he supplicates for good, and man is ever hasty. And Allah Almighty said, And man has ever been stingy. And Allah Almighty said, But man has ever been most of anything prone to dispute. And Allah Almighty said, But man undertook to bear it, indeed he was unjust and ignorant. And Allah Almighty said, But if adversity touches him, he is despairing and loses hope. And Allah Almighty said, Indeed, man was created anxious. When evil touches him, impatient. And when good touches him, withholding of it, except the observers of prayer. And Allah Almighty said, Destroyed is man, how disbelieving is he? And Allah Almighty said, And by the soul and he who proportioned it, and inspired it with discernment of its wickedness and its righteousness. He has succeeded who purifies it, and he has failed who instills it with corruption. And Allah Almighty said, No, but indeed man transgresses. because he sees himself self-sufficient. Moreover, the human soul is afflicted with showing off, craving reputation, desiring prominence, and seeking fame and renown, along with a deficiency of righteous deeds and shortcomings in performing them. Ignorance while claiming knowledge, corruption while claiming righteousness, and other ailments that necessitate treatment. Another important type of contemplation is reflecting upon one's current duties and obligations, focusing all attention and energy on them. The truly knowledgeable understand the value of the present moment. If they allow it to slip away, they forfeit all their interest. For every benefit arises from time. Once time is wasted, it can never be recovered. In the worship of contemplation, many people focus on what they cannot achieve and neglect acting upon what they can accomplish. As a result, they are unable to attain the former and miss out on the latter. Some become preoccupied with pondering future matters at the expense of present ones, thereby neglecting their immediate duties for a future they are uncertain to reach. And even if they do reach it, they may not be able to realize what they had contemplated. Therefore, a proper understanding of contemplation involves prioritizing contemplation upon the most significant matters over those that are merely important, focusing on what might be missed if neglected over what is less likely to be lost, and concentrating on what one is capable of achieving rather than on what is beyond one's ability. By doing so, one's entire life becomes worship to Allah Almighty, with not a moment passing without devotion. Upon completing a righteous deed, they contemplate the next virtuous act, and so on. Throughout this process, they continue to reflect upon the names and attributes of Allah Almighty, His actions, signs, creations, blessings, and favors. In this way, they remain in a constant state of worship, continually earning rewards without interruption. Whoever strives against their self in contemplation is guided to the best of it, employing their mind in the highest and most beneficial matters, Allah Almighty said. And those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah is with the doers of good. We ask Allah the Exalted to make us among those who contemplate upon the highest matters. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.